Thing.
It's time for the sports show for guys who know sports.
Texarkana's longest running sports talk program.
Leaving the Yard with Chuck Zack
on 107.9 The Fan
and ESPN 105.9.
Oh my goodness. Welcome to Leaving the Yard. It is time once again for your afternoon fun and merriment. Chuck Zack, Razorback Billy Lavender. That's about timing it as close as you can get, my friend.
Told you they used to call me Justin.
Woo-wee.
Just in time.
I even hit that little lead-in for you.
Yeah, that's how it,
just
I mean,
you sat
down. I was actually out there
you
waiting.
You lie like a suck egg dog. That's what that is right there. Anyway, we're glad to be back with you. It's been a couple weeks since I've seen you.
I'm telling you, I had to.
You look taller.
The chairs.
Oh, it's the chairs
bit.
Up? Yeah, that's it?
Yeah.
All right.
Chairs up a little bit.
It's been a minute.
It's been a minute.
You had a good couple of weeks?
I have, and Tigers have gotten hot in the last
week.
What
are you talking about?
Man, we're it's that time of year.
Can we go so far as to say season-saving win over White House last week? Can we say that? Is it too much?
It's too much. I think why you say that is because it looked like, I mean, White House was number one. It looked like we're going to lose that.
It'd be 0-4.
Projecting losing that, being 0-4, and going, oh no, you know, what do we do type deal? And you do that and you go, hey, we can beat anybody if we play good, you know. And, man, I heard from some parents last night at the Mount Pleasant game said, man, we're practicing harder. We're doing that, you know. And I said, man, I said that. It translates. Practicing harder, doing right, always translates.
You know, say what you want. Baseball is a mental game. You fail so much of the time in that sport that you go back to the dugout or you go back on the bus or you go back in the locker room and you're just like, man, I failed, you failed, we all failed tonight.
And like you say, it's mental because
it's mental.
You can have the better team.
Yep.
And still lose, and then go, oh my gosh, what, you know, and then start.
You're pressing. You try too hard.
Yeah, exactly.
It's the game you cannot try too hard in.
And it's the one game you cannot try too hard in.
You can try harder in football.
Yeah.
You can get more effort in basketball. You can be diving around the place. You can play better defense, more aggressive. But you cannot do that in baseball.
But then on the flip side of that, once you get rolling, it's a different mental deal, and you think, man, we can beat these guys. We can do, you know, let's go. Here's what we need to do. And two, a lot of it's not in the game. It's Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday for your Friday game. It's what time you're putting in practice or outside of practice. And, I know coaching staff is a little bit relieved.
Oh,
and I know those players are a little bit relieved.
Well, and as you start rolling, the other side gets the sense of,
that's right,
I can't beat them.
And the gauntlet was early.
Yeah.
You know,
like it was last year.
That's
it's
exactly
the same
right.
schedule as
that's
it was
exactly
last year.
Right.
And they're going to come out of the gate and they're going to struggle out of the gate because they're really playing the top end of the district. You always talk about we want to be competitive thinking we're going to win a district championship. Mm-hmm. The reality is Hallsville and White House are really, really good.
Mm-hmm.
And it's no mistake they're really, really good. The Tigers aren't not really, really good.
Mm-hmm.
It's just they're a notch below it feels
right.
like. That doesn't mean you aren't going to have a chance to win district, but those two schools coming out again this year look like they were the favorites. If you're the Tigers, realistically you think we're going to get in a postseason.
Mm-hmm.
And once that happens – with everything in all of these sports, all you got to do is make the playoffs.
You look at LA last year.
And then all of a sudden you get hot and things are different.
That's right.
Just got to get in that four.
And now Texas High is set up. They're playing their best ball.
Right.
They're set up. And it can change daily, minutely.
It's baseball.
You know, yeah.
Pitch by pitch.
But they're set up now. They got the bottom two teams that they're about to play this week or the coming stretch.
Week, right.
And so, you know, maybe go 4-4 and but on a four-game win streak and go back into those. Oh, absolutely.
And the front end of this schedule was road game heavy.
That's exactly.
Thank you, weather.
Yeah, thank you, weather. But now you're on a seven-game homestand. I bet that doesn't ever happen.
Tell me when that happened.
District ever.
So you come out of that and you say, okay, and we got seven at home.
Mm-hmm.
You want to go 7-0, but I want to at least be 5-2 out of those seven games.
Right.
Give me that. Mm-hmm. I'm going to the playoffs in a good spot.
Yep, absolutely.
So, yeah, they had a really big win last Friday.
The ship is riding.
That's two games.
Mm-hmm. But it's
you don't want to. You know, a year ago, they looked like they were in really good shape, and they ran into a hot pitcher in Tyler, and we all looked around going, what the hell just happened?
Yeah.
How'd they lose to Tyler?
That's right.
So, as you said, it's a game that humbles you. John McClure said to me the other day, I decided to start coaching. Which, of course, we all know is garbage, but it's his humor anyway. Yeah. Like, okay, we sucked for four games. Yeah. We won this time. It's because I coached them hard this time. They got a good ball club, and they got a little confidence now.
Mm-hmm.
And when you got that.
That big C, that confidence.
When you got that, it's a whole different animal. So Texas High on a very nice little run. Mm-hmm. They get a game. I think they're up a day. They play tomorrow night, don't they? Instead of Friday because of Good Friday.
Right.
So we got some changes in the schedule for that. In fact, I got to check the other schools. I don't think anybody else has changed theirs.
I don't think.
But I think Texas High is the one that has moved. And by the way, our
district is all. I mean, that's when
that's
it's scheduled.
Thing.
Yep, it's always scheduled. They always schedule it Thursday of Good Friday.
And speaking of Texas High, real quick, we got this in a meeting 30 minutes ago. No school on April the 8th.
Wow.
They've decided. All of a sudden now. With the eclipse coming through and all the stuff going on, no school on April the 8th. So you're not getting that out of school. I'm telling you that because we just got an email a half an hour ago that in effect said, after a lot of thought about this and a lot of conversations, the district's decided we're going to no classes and no activities. It's a Monday night anyway.
Yeah.
So it's basically National Championship Day. Nothing else is going on. So it's kind of a holiday. We want the holiday the day after because we all stay up late watching it, but that day it'll be a kind of a makeshift holiday.
I'm in.
Well, you know what this does? This is a weird deal.
It puts you another day.
Oh, I'm behind another day for like AP classes and EOC testing. That's bad, actually. If you're a teacher that takes that stuff seriously, you're like, oh, crap, one more day we just lost. Here's what this does because, you know, I'm on part-time now.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm thinking this was my three-day week this week, but we had Good Friday.
Yeah.
So I'm 2 days this week. Well, we're off Monday on next week, April. Yeah. We're off next Monday.
Uh-huh.
So I got a 2 day week next week. So I was all girded up for, my 3 day week's coming that next week. Well, now I got a 2 day week again. This is getting better by the week. My wife's going to be so mad at me because I'm going to go back complaining again because I won't have my 3 day week again until whatever, April 15th.
Nice.
If I can just carry this out to the end of May, no 3 day
Stretch
weeks.
Stretch it out.
Life is good.
Yeah.
Anyway.
More eclipses.
Right? Or holidays. Yeah. Last night I spent the night over at Hawk Field.
I watched a little of that, listened a little of that.
I'll tell you what.
It's a good game.
It's a really good ball game. Really good ball game. Talk about two teams that just, they respect each other.
Mm-hmm.
The kids like each other.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know the fan bases necessarily
Probably
the coaches are really good friends.
Yeah.
And so it's a lot entertaining because those spheres are all going at the same time. Kids after the game are hugging each other. Mm-hmm. I mean, the Halter and Jones know each other forever.
Right.
The coaches were friendly before the game. I spent a lot of time sitting with Zach and with Riley and just listening to them a little bit with their play back and forth. But the fan bases were not happy after the game.
Oh, really?
The LE fan base was not happy.
Something happened that...
Well, you know, it's a walk-off eighth inning game. PG's getting no hit through five innings.
Mm-hmm.
They're down 2-0. They come up in the sixth.
Mm-hmm.
They get a hit finally.
Mm-hmm.
Next batter is Brenton Clark, who's going to Arkansas, who, if you've seen the video...
Hits a bomb off his knee?
Actually, below his knee.
Yeah.
He hits it down at his shins.
Yeah.
And parks it over the right field fence. It's a two-run homer. We're tied at two.
Mm-hmm.
The thing goes into the eighth inning where Spencer Browning, who would get the win as the relief pitcher, hits a ball out in center field that they couldn't get a hold of, and the winning run comes in to score. So in the heat of the moment, the Hawk players came storming off the dugout and onto the field and then into center field. And Ellie's kids were still on the field.
Here's my I saw this.
Yep.
Okay. I haven't heard anything from any PG people. I haven't heard anything from any Ellie people. I've been so busy and talked to anybody about the game
Banking's good.
But I saw the video, the videos that were posted of the game or whatever, and that was one of them, and I saw it and I thought, oh man, that kind of sucks. But here's the thing, and this is what I would tell the LE people. When the game's over, you got to get off the field.
Right.
You got to get off the field. And whether it's Jackson Halter hitting a game-winning bomb and he's going around, I mean, those people got to get off the field. I mean, once it's over, things happen and celebrate. They didn't celebrate to run out there and taunt or whatever.
No.
Now, I don't know whether things were said out there or whatever. Now, I can see how it looks and whatever if you're you don't like that. It's a tough deal, but it would have happened the exact same way had it been LE and they were chasing their player or whatever. And I'm saying this because I know people on the LE fans, I know people on the LE team, I know the LE coaches, and vice versa, the PG. I'd say it whether it was Texas High or whatever. I love celebrations.
You're a guy that's going down on the field, took off your shirt.
Absolutely. I'm going to do it. If I'm a parent, I'm going to be running out there. Yeah, I did it when Jackson Halter hit the dead man, ran out there and hugged him. But, I can see why you would be. I mean, here's the deal. Use it as motivation.
Right.
You got them coming over to your
right.
But
you do.
But they didn't do anything, unless there were parents jawing at each,
Parents, I didn't hear any parents jawing. Yeah. And, of course, I got headphones on during a game and a microphone, so I don't hear a whole lot that's going on behind me. I didn't hear any jawing. They do a really nice job in the stands of kind of separating themselves from each other.
Mm-hmm.
And they cheer for their kids. And they don't mock the other side.
Yeah.
They cheer for their kid.
Yeah.
And I heard it on both sides. I think there was a little trash talking going on the field.
Okay.
But the kids know each other so well that you kind of get caught up in it.
Yeah.
It doesn't make you feel better if you're a parent. It still makes you mad.
Typically on that, it's not going to be the ones that know each other. It's going to be the ones that don't. Now, I don't know whether it was or not.
Right.
You may know more than I do, but
they all know each other.
Yeah.
They've been around here and played each other forever. They're on the same, American Legion teams whatever. But anyway, there was some raw emotion. Hawks swept them last year. This is four in a row now. It's comeback time.
Yeah.
They get them. They've got two more games left.
They probably felt like they had that game in hand.
They did.
Up to
momentum was very much in Leopard's favor for five innings.
Yeah,
the last three, it swung the other way.
What a good game!
It was a very good game, a very entertaining game.
Tell me what your thought was when I see, and of course, I can't imagine. I talked to someone who was going through traffic over there and said, man, it was packed
it was
and whatever.
Packed.
And so I can't, you're talking about high school kids, and I'm going to preface it with all of that. But from the videos, it looks like that, other than Britton's home run, it looks like the two that were scored by LE was a catchable ball to center field, and it looked like the final play was a catchable ball by center field.
Both of them.
But with wind blowing, with everything on the line, I understand but they look like catchable balls.
They would have been difficult catches, but catchable
absolutely.
Balls. I mean, they weren't balls that they were out of the fielder's range, but they were balls that twisted fielders around going back.
Yeah.
So if you're going back with your right shoulder leading you back, and now you've got to figure out where the ball's and twist, that's kind of what you got on both of those balls.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't fault either center fielder. I thought they went up and made effort plays. And you're a high school kid, a ball that's coming straight at you, but over your – I mean, those are hard balls.
Yeah.
You'd rather have one hit away from you to judge it easier than one hit right at
Man,
you.
Man, what a good guy. I mean, that's what – someone asked me last night at the Texas High game. They said, who are you rooting for? I said, I don't have a dog in the fight.
Right.
I said – I went back. I like the coaches at LE. I don't know many of the kids. I know several of the kids at PG. I like the coach, all of that. And I said, I really don't care who wins this game. What I want is whoever wins this game, the other team to win the next one. And for the, for, you know, the community wins in that deal. You know, you just keep.
And if you get that, the season finale is at the Grove for a rematch.
Wow.
And it probably will be for the district championship. So, a little pressure on Liberty Isle for the next time.
That's right.
You win
that
game, you set up the last game of the year is probably going to be for the district
title. You know, but you got to also think if you're LE, you're like, hey, this isn't the end of the world.
Nope.
Just losing to them and then the world. We still got another.
And you're in the playoffs, and that's where it all – but either way, as you're rolling out the end of their time together in district,
they
got two more chances, and there are going to be two more, you would hope, classics. We're going to take a break. 15 after the hour.
For 100 years, Arkansas State Parks have offered endless outdoor adventures and treasured places to connect with nature, family, and friends. Whatever kind of outdoor fun you're into, you can find it at 52 parks around the state. Enjoy world-class mountain biking trails, scenic hikes, year-round fishing on sparkling lakes, and much more. It's time to get outside and celebrate a century. Find your next adventure today at ArkansasStateParks.com. Brought to you by this station and the Arkansas Broadcasters Association.
Hey, Joe, I thought you were retired.
Living on a fixed income is tough. So here I am, an essential worker.
I know. I mean, food prices are going up every day. Thank goodness for BenefitsCheckup.org.
Benefits what?
BenefitsCheckup.org. It's a free website where people over 60 can find help to pay for food, medicine, even utilities. I got $1,200 a year in benefits. Maybe it can help you.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariana. We call him Day-Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I think the advice I would give is you don't need to know all the answers. The craziest thing was believing that your dad knew everything. So as a dad, you felt like you had to know everything. You had to get everything right. It's okay to make mistakes. As long as it's coming from love, then, you know, it kind of starts to work itself out. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Animals are languishing in U.S. shelters, especially dogs who look a certain way. These dogs are just as deserving of loving homes as any type of dog, which is why we decided to help them get out of kennels. Join the thousands of supporters of our mission to help us expand our national reach and proudly place more dogs from kennels into their forever homes. To learn more about our mission, please visit us at kenneltocouch.org.
When it comes to a gun suicide attempt, all it takes is a moment.
My son, Ricky, took his life by the use of a firearm. It broke me, and I contemplated suicide. My grandson, I was gonna have to be here for him. I still own my firearm. I keep it in a safe because I want to keep my grandson and myself safe.
Store your guns locked, unloaded, and away from ammo. Hear more safe stories at endfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by Brady and the Ad Council.
This is Leading the Yard.
Leading the Yard
with Chuck Zack.
Chuck Zack.
Presented by Liberty ILO ISD and our studio sponsor, Eagle Distributing. On 107.9 The Fan and ESPN 105.9.
Minutes after the hour. Welcome back, Chuck Zack and Razorback Billy Lavender. As we roll through the middle of the week, leaving the yard. Show tomorrow, Dwight McCown's going to be in here. We'll certainly talk about the tournament as we get ready for weekend number two. And
John Bunch.
John Bunch is in here tomorrow, James along Bramlett. With James Bramlett. We will talk, what are we talking? He's got Sugar Ray Leonard coming in.
Sugar Ray, not the
He's
singer.
He's not coming in tomorrow. No, the boxer.
Yeah.
But he's coming into town, and so the combination of Bunch and Bramlett.
Did you say the combination?
Yeah, yeah.
Sugar Ray.
The left and the right.
Yeah, okay.
They're going to come in here and talk it up a little bit as we roll through the last show of the week. We were talking about the app. I'm glad you brought it up because on the break we were having this discussion about being able to hear the game, whether you watched it on game day or whether you listened to it. You can go to the Texarkana Media Center app if you don't happen to have that. So if you're traveling and, for instance, Friday night, Leopards are back at home, but Saturday it's a road game. If you don't want to make the trip to Lamar County, and you're going to be driving around going to wherever to see your grandma in Baton Rouge,
you can get it.
You can get the app. If you download the Texarkana Media Center app, all of the family of stations are here, the ESPN station, the CBS station, and in Ellie's case, the News Talk station, Arkansas High, the Real Country is on that app as well.
If you never listen to it, it comes through crystal clear. Oh, I mean, it's like digital. I mean, it's...
That's what it is.
Oh.
Digital. Well,
that's why.
Look.
See?
What?
Man.
Crazy talk. Anyway, and speaking of Arkansas High, tomorrow, 5 o'clock, baseball game, the Razorbacks back in action.
At home? Yes.
Okay. We went through the three Texas side schools. Razorbacks get a no-hitter yesterday as they win their game in Hot Springs 5-0. So they're getting back on the right track.
Two-arm no-hitter, right?
Yep. So congratulations to Coach Wilson and his guys. And they're back on the radio tomorrow night as we'll get their game going. And again, we got Texas High. I don't think we got the Tigers on Thursday night because we got basketball.
That's right.
We got the tournament going on. That's going to kind of bump things Thursday, Friday on the Fan, which, of course, is the home of the Tigers. We will have Ellie on Friday. Saturday, it's over on News Talk, so the tournament doesn't affect it. And then again, Arkansas High's on Real Country tomorrow. So we got games going. We'll get the Tigers back on next Tuesday as they play home game.
Speaking of tournament. Yeah.
Speaking of it.
Basketball. What do you think about? I mean, we've had some good games.
We've had some really intriguing games.
Intriguing.
I don't know if I've seen a great game yet. Seen some good games.
I've seen some good games. I've seen.
This is the weekend of great games.
Yeah. The A&M.
Houston game. It was a great finish in regulation.
Right.
I mean, honestly, I'm waiting. What night was that? Thursday night? Friday? What? I can't even remember when that thing was. No, it was Saturday.
Like Saturday night.
Saturday or Sunday?
Sunday. I think it was Sunday.
Because I'm waiting to do my sports break. And like
it was
last
the last
night,
game,
yeah.
Too.
Like last night, I'm waiting on the Mavs to finish. Yeah. So they're in Sacramento. So you're up waiting on the. Yeah. Well, Sunday night it was waiting on the Houston and A&M game. So it's Houston by about 10, with about two minutes left.
Late. Yeah.
So I've already typed this up, and in fact, I slid it into like the third read on the tournament recap for that day.
Because it wasn't going to be an upset.
Right. There was another upset. I can't remember who played, but there was another upset or better game earlier in the day. Yeah. So I had that one as the lead story in the tournament and then went, the one seeds all won. No issues. Purdue won by this much. And North Carolina won by this much. And Houston beat A&M. And I have my spot waiting, filling the score. So I'm waiting and I'm waiting and I'm waiting and I'm waiting. And all of a sudden it goes from a 10-point lead to like a 6-point lead. And then it's down to like a 4-point lead. So now I'm going, okay, now what? And they come back and hit the buzzer beater to force overtime. Yeah. So now I got to flip that thing.
Yeah.
Houston's got to come out of where I had him in the story and move him to the top. And it's got to be the. And now I'm waiting for the final.
Yeah.
Is this lead going to be Aggies make a great run at the last 90 seconds and win in overtime? Or make a great run the last 90 seconds, but Houston rallies in overtime. So that game kept me
hanging on.
Yes, but the Aggies lost. Yeah. But that was a pretty good game.
It was a good game.
I said to somebody the other day, if I had to redo my tournament bracket, which I won't, I have one bracket of sincerity one time.
Okay.
UConn is my choice in that bracket. But if I had to do it again.
Who do you have them over?
I want to say Houston.
Okay.
You asked me. See, I got to look at it again.
Yeah.
But if I had to do it all over again, I might put Purdue.
You know, their first game of the year, you know who beat them? It was a scrimmage game.
Yeah.
They both played it to win.
Yeah. Okay.
My pigs.
Yeah. So see, if Purdue wins it all,
yeah,
Arkansas's national champions.
Or Duke.
Or Duke. I don't see Duke doing this, but either way, I kind of get the sense that Purdue may be a team that's playing with a little more motivation just because of last year's embarrassment.
UConn's
salty. I mean, I'm not unhappy with with Houston. I think Houston could win this thing. But I just think Purdue's got a little extra oomph. Maybe it becomes extra pressure later on, but right now I just feel like they, and of course they played
Arkansas,
a couple of pretty lightweights.
Arkansas swept A&M, so I was kind of rooting for them to go as far.
See, Arkansas's national champion. That's all there is to it.
I'm going to figure out some way for them.
Well, that's it.
We've already been a national champion in that. We need it in baseball now.
Jeez. They're number one in baseball.
We've been number one before.
Well,
I won't be number one when it's over.
I know, but it's hard to be number one when it's over if you're never number one during the
year. That's true.
If you're not good enough to get there, it's hard enough to attain it at the end.
That's true. Baseball's a funny sport.
It's a crazy sport. Yeah. Now, I'll go back to the tournament.
Okay.
I'm listening to Feinbaum. Hmm? Boy, there are a lot of unhappy Kentucky people out there.
Mm. Man, here's the thing is – Arkansas's hammering Muss. We've talked about this, the way social media is or whatever. And everybody lives in their own bubble. I mean, Arkansas people see Arkansas people's comments. They see about Arkansas's teams or whatever. They're not really following all the Tennessee people that are on the Tennessee coach. And everybody's a T-shirt fan now.
Sure, you're a homer.
Everybody's commenting on what Musselman should have done in this or whatever. But there are certain blue bloods that it's different. And Kentucky's one of them.
Yes,
it
is.
You take Muss that has been to the Elite Eight two of the last 3 years and Sweet 16 3 years in a row, whatever.
Sure.
And you see how hard we are on him. You look at Kentucky and, hell, they've lost to a 14 seed or below two of the last 3 years and have won like one or two games in the tournament, one game in the tournament in the last
five years now. Yeah.
I mean, you know, and he's making lifetime money and he's, you know what? I mean, you don't see all their comments, but boy, if you start digging in around their deal, I mean, I'm sure he's getting all kinds of threats and, anyway,
Tony Kirk will go to the grave saying the key to happiness is low expectations. If you don't, if there's not a lot of people around you saying you should do this, then you just kind of skate on through and it's not an issue.
You never get that.
Yeah, but that's achievement. Yeah, he said happiness.
But that high could be a mediocre season if you're expecting.
I know. Right? That's right. So no, low expectations. You get that.
Leave it to Tony Kirk.
Say he's got it figured out. He's a poet.
Yeah.
He's one of those guys.
Yeah. He probably came up with that on the beach with a...
I'm sure. Yeah, with an umbrella in his
listening
drink.
Listening to Buffett on his AirPods.
Now, I doubt he came up with it, but he basically used it an awful lot. Now, I'll go to this.
Okay.
For Kentucky, it's as high expectations as you're ever going to get. So, unless you achieve, you're at that Final Four weekend or you're playing in that national championship, and occasionally you're hoisting it, you're cutting down the nets, then it's an underachieving year, and that's not good. Calipari has helped to pile on the expectations because he's such a great recruiter.
Yeah.
So you start looking at the class coming in. Musselman's kind of fallen in that trap.
Mm-hmm.
I've got this guy that's number two in his class, and this guy's number six, and this guy's number eight, and this guy's number 11, and they're all coming in together, and you're going, hell, we got four of the top 11 recruits in the country coming here. It's going to be national championships every year.
Yeah.
And then to find out, especially in the new world we live in of NIL money, that four freshmen aren't going to win very often at the highest level.
Mm-mm.
Especially when they're running into guys who now, because of NIL money, are sticking around.
Mm-hmm.
They're not all freshmen. There's some seniors out there. Some teams are four seniors, not four freshmen, and they've played together longer, and they're going to beat the kids.
You
Go ahead.
You see what Calipari said after the regular season?
Uh-uh.
He said, "Don't worry. This team was built for March."
Yeah, whatever.
And they
whatever.
They're 0-1 in SEC tournament and then 0-1 in the So that quote got
And what's going to happen to those freshmen?
Gone.
They're going to go in the NBA.
Yeah.
They're gone.
Yeah.
So what's he going to do now? He's going to bring in four new ones, and they're all going to be highly touted, and they're all going to be highly ranked, and the expectations are going to go right back
you
where
wonder,
they were before.
You wonder if now he's put under pressure to go and get some of those transfers.
But see, I don't know how – you can get some transfers, but when you start talking to these blue chip recruits that you're playing when you come here
–
and you don't play them because you brought in some transfer guys,
I mean,
that'll dry up real fast because recruits are going to look at it and go, he's telling them this, but they're not playing.
You look at, I think his name's Bifall for Arkansas. That was a five-star freshman this year. I mean, he saw the court maybe three times all year.
Yeah.
Just because you're that five-star in that top 100 and everything doesn't secure you. You know, I understand. I mean, Kentucky's getting – the best of the best, but
what's Calipari telling the kids he recruits?
He's saying, "I'm taking you to the NBA.
You'll go to
the
league.
NBA. That's right.
You don't talk about lifting a national championship.
You don't talk about playing time. Nope. You don't talk about and that's what you know. I think that's what Musselman does as well. He's putting them in the league year in year out, and that's what he says. No, not at all.
We got to take a break. 31 after the hour, leaving the yard. Chuck, Zach, Billy, Lavender, 903-735-9905. That's a number you want to chime in. We're coming back after the break. Take your shot. We'll be right back.
Maggie and Perloff are blunt and to the point.
You don't think someone else could get the ball to these guys for less than $53 million a year?
I think Jared Goff makes mediocre receivers a little better. I mean, I think of Josh Reynolds, who basically was barely hanging on to the lead. He gets with Goff, and all of a sudden, he's flying around and making big plays everywhere.
See, I could argue the opposite way. I think it's the receivers, maybe not Josh, but I could argue it's receivers who are elevating Goff.
Maggie and Perloff jumpstart your mornings.
Weekdays at 5.
CBS Sports 107.9. The Fan.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariana. We call him Day-Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I think the advice I would give is you don't need to know all the answers. The craziest thing was believing that your dad knew everything. So as a dad, you felt like you had to know everything. You had to get everything right. It's okay to make mistakes. As long as it's coming from love, then, you know, it kind of starts to work itself out. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, "We worked together. We did a good job."
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
The impact of a meal goes well beyond feeding our bodies. Because when people don't have to worry about where their next meal is coming from, they can truly thrive. Like Marta.
And now we'll hear from our class valedictorian, who with our hard work never ceases to amaze us. Please welcome Marta Moreno.
And Alex.
Hey, Alex, how did the interview go?
I did it! I got the job! I can't believe it!
I knew it. Let's meet up later to celebrate.
And Diego.
Mom! I got first place at the science fair with my volcano project!
That's amazing, sweetie. Congratulations!
Because when people are fed, futures are nourished, and everyone deserves to live a full life. Join the movement to end hunger at feedingamerica.org/act now. feedingamerica.org/act now. A public service announcement brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Now, here's the four states weather forecast from 107.9 The Fan.
gradually becoming clear tonight with a low of 38. Sunny, a high of 70 tomorrow. Clear tomorrow night with a low of 46. Sunny on Friday, high of 77. Sunshine with highs near 80 over the Easter weekend. Scan the QR code at a participating sponsor and enter to win a wheelbarrow full of Easter chocolate from us.
Leaving the Yard live at 5 Monday through Thursday afternoons. And Leaving the Yard Rewind Tuesday through Friday mornings at 7 on 107.9 The Fan.
Five minutes till top of the hour. Leaving the Yard. Chuck Zack, Razorback Billy Lavender coming at you live. 903-735-9905. Again, tomorrow on the show, Dwight McCowan's coming in. It's his Thursday day. And we'll have a couple of guests tomorrow at 5:30. John Bunch and James Bramlett.
Got something from Sci-Fi Guy.
Oh, God.
He's not calling in, but he left us a comment on the Facebook page, and it's a classic. He's switching sports on us back to baseball, but said Pete Rose was one translator shy of making the Hall of Fame.
That's pretty good.
That's a good one.
I'm betting he didn't come up with that either. But
I laughed the whole break on that.
That's pretty darn good.
Anyway, yeah, yeah.
And he brings up a couple of interesting points. Number one, opening day Thursday, tomorrow. Mm-hmm. Rangers hosting the Cubbies.
Yeah.
We'll have, I think it's tomorrow night game, 7 o'clock maybe, 6:30. It's going to be on ESPN on 105.9.
Okay.
So after you leave us tomorrow, we said we'll have Arkansas High on. We'll have the tournament on here on the Fan, and then we're going to have the Rangers on ESPN. Mm-hmm. Bunch of live sports tomorrow. Yeah. A ton of it. But the Rangers send Nathan Eovaldi to the mound tomorrow. And
trying to defend.
Jordan Montgomery is now in Arizona, signed with the Diamondbacks yesterday. Mm. You're set now. You're a little light on pitching.
Yeah.
But you got a lot of bats. Mm-hmm. You got a couple of really – Wyatt Langford's coming up.
That's the fun time to watch a baseball game is when, you know. I mean, I like a good solid game like PGLE last night, but when I spend a bunch of money and go out and get me a $9 popcorn and a $28 Coke and I want to see some runs. I want to see some people swing it like Jimmy Phillips used to.
Anyway, he
commented. He said it's hard to have a team or chemistry with one and done players. Hard not to take them. That's just my opinion. And I told him, I said, I agree.
You know, Texas got in that run for a long time. The Kevin Durant era was one-and-done guys in Texas, and they're superstar players, but they just don't have that team chemistry. He's right. Chemistry is a thing. Mm-hmm. Time together is a thing. We've said this before.
That's why you see those every now and then, the Virginia Commonwealth that's got a bunch of juniors and seniors or whatever, you know. You see a bunch of those teams, and playing together for a long period of time and bonding, and I mean, you can throw a butt. I mean, you can do all you want to do those team bonding experiments and stuff. But if they're a bunch of 18-year-old kids, they're not going to play well against a bunch of 23-year-olds who have, have been together.
So. Yeah, who have during the summer been at each other's house and spent time together.
Yep.
These guys haven't even had a summer together. They're freshmen. Mm-hmm. They're not going to see each other after the season's over. They're going to the draft. It's just a different animal and a lot harder to try to win. And NIL is going to make it possible to start seeing. I think that's why you see less upsets this year. You start looking at your bracket. Where do you see, other than Kentucky, who lost to Oakland, which, by the way, where is Oakland?
Oh, obviously it's not in California.
It is not in California. It's in Michigan.
Michigan.
Okay. Oakland's in Michigan.
Okay.
See, other than that one, you start going up and down the brackets, and probably most of our brackets are in pretty good shape. Mm-hmm. You're going to have a 5-12. Wisconsin lost to James Madison. You're going to have a couple of those. But if you start looking at 1, 2, 3, 4, most of them are still all around.
Yeah.
And part of that reason is they've got more upperclassmen hanging around because of NIL money. Mm-hmm. Why would you?
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of money, You see what they're offering Caitlin Clark?
Five mil. To play in 10 games?
To play in 10 games minimum. In the Ice Cube's deal is what's it? Big Three League.
Yeah.
I'll give you $5 million. You're going to play 8 games and a couple of playoff games.
Sign me up.
Now, he says you can play in the WNBA as well. You can get drafted first in the WNBA. You can go play in that league. I'm going to ask you for 8 Saturdays and whenever the playoff games are going to be.
Sign me up.
I'll give you $5 million.
Sign me
now,
up.
Now, here's his thing. We'll talk about the possibility of how well that's going to go if she does it. He kind of has thrown that same offer out at the NBA players and the league. And the NBA won't touch it. They're basically saying, if you're an NBA player, this is where you play.
But the money in the NBA and the WNBA is completely different.
100% different.
I mean, what's the – a million – what's the – I looked this up a couple of weeks ago. What's the top NBA player make?
The bottom
WNBA player.
Oh, I have no idea. I have no idea.
I think she could make more than she probably will make in 5 years.
Caitlin Clark would?
Yeah.
I wouldn't be surprised.
And then I came across today that she's the highest NIL value at like $3.1 million.
Really?
Yeah.
Yep. She passed a little gymnast at LSU?
It said she's 3.1. Angel
Reese.
Angel Reese is 1.9, and it was a weird name, another girl at LSU.
Yeah, LSU, I know who you're talking about.
She was like 1 point something, and then a kid from Kentucky was fourth.
So we're talking about guys and
yes.
girls. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Where did I see?
Now, what's that girl's name? Livy. Livy Johnson?
Are you talking about the gymnast?
I'm talking about the gymnast.
Okay.
I don't know, but she was making bank early.
Yeah.
Now, she may not be on the list anymore, but she was doing okay for herself with the money she was making. But the NBA won't touch letting the guys play in the Big Three and playing in the league. Now, the WNBA hasn't been approached about this yet. Mm-hmm. This is the first time. There's some female coaches in the Big Three. Nancy Lieberman, I think, still coaches there.
Joe Klein's wife?
Yeah. And I'm not sure.
She's a sorority sister of my oldest sister.
Mm-hmm. Really? I'm not sure if the WNBA is going to go for this. Now, you would think, if we're talking about expanding the opportunities for women, the WNBA would jump all over this thing. Mm-hmm. However, if we're talking about taking Caitlin Clark out of circulation for 10 games, that's 10 crowds you don't have that she would be the one that would draw them.
But to me, it's going to rate just like having Caitlin Clark in women's college basketball, it's upped. You know, there's people saying I'd rather watch women's college basketball right now than men's college basketball. When have we ever said that in history? Now you may know I don't know of any. But to me, you're talking about a few games. I mean, Tiger Woods going in and playing in a exhibition deal. Whatever. I mean, it's just. To me, it would be getting more exposure to the women's game. To me, it would be a no-brainer. But
so here's my flip side.
She gets hurt,
She gets hurt. She's going against men.
Mm-hmm. So what if it she doesn't look near as good? And I see what you're saying.
What if we get? She's an outstanding women's basketball player.
You've got to lower your expectations per Tony.
You're not going. Yeah. You're paying her $5 million. Yeah. You've increased expectations.
You're paying $5 million to get those views.
You are.
Yeah.
But if she's on the court and some guy's like, she's not scoring on me.
You know what?
Scoring on me.
I understand.
I'm D-ing her up. She's not scoring a point.
But Budweiser is going to sponsor that advertisement, and Buick is going to sponsor one of the advertisements. They're going to pay big money, and Ice Cube's going to make whatever. But she's going to help.
But you're talking about the dollar value, and I'm talking about – does this become
Does it hurt her and the WNBA? I see what you're saying.
Because now you get back to, yeah, she's pretty good for a girl.
Yeah. Yeah.
And this is the best women's basketball player we've got going, and she's getting dominated by some guy we never even heard of.
Yeah.
I don't know that cross-pollination actually helps the WNBA any at all. I almost think it might hurt it by saying, yeah, that's what we expected. She's good for the female game, but she's not good enough against guys who can jump higher, who are more athletic. She's good on the ground where the women typically play, but the NBA and the guys' game is played up in the air. That may be a problem.
During the 2023 season, Erica Wheeler of the Indiana Fever had the highest salary among players in the Women's National Basketball Association.
All right.
With over $242,000.
She'd make 20 times that amount for 10
games.
She's
probably going to get more than that. So let's just say she gets $350,000. She's going to make what you said.
More than 15 times.
10 games.
Yikes. All right, let's take a break. 15 minutes till top of the hour. A lot going on. Leaving the yard. Chuck Zach, Billy Lavender on the Fan 107.9, ESPN 105.9. We're right back.
Do your kids know that Easter is more than rabbits and eggs, but a celebration of the resurrection of Jesus Christ? Your child is being raised in a world that doesn't believe in God and won't teach them to pray or read the Bible. At Church on the Rock, we'd like to help teach your kids about God and help them learn about the Bible. Join us Easter weekend in one of our three services. I'm Pastor John Miller. Visit me at churchontherock.org.
The Bush Guide, cold and smooth survival skills. For a successful stint in the great outdoors, pack accordingly. Place heavy essentials near your spine for stability in rough terrain, with light items near the bottom. Now, you may be wondering, where does the bush light go? In your stomach.
Bush.
Head for the mountains. Enjoy responsibly. Copyright 2023, Anheuser-Busch, Busch Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
I was taking shot after shot, got in the car, and just started driving. Saw those red and blue lights, and I knew I was going to jail. I've had to spend a couple grand for a lawyer. I wasn't able to find a decent job for 4 years. From one DWI, I could have got on the road and killed somebody. You can always think of a better option. Just don't drink and drive. It's not worth it.
Drinking and driving isn't worth the cost. Get a sober ride. Sponsored by TxDOT.
Still need health insurance coverage for 2024? You may qualify for insurance in the marketplace. Had a recent life change, lost Medicaid or any other health insurance, got married or divorced, had a baby, adopted a child, recently became a U.S. citizen, recently moved, or have low income? Contact a certified bilingual navigator to see if you qualify for a special enrollment from the nonprofit organization Civic Heart. They're available to help you apply. Call 430-529-0043. Civic Heart, here to help you get covered in 2024.
When the closets are too small, the backyard is uninviting, the cabinets are outdated, and the sink and the bathtub are aqua blue, it's time to call Victor Home Remodeling. With over 15 years of experience, Victor offers room renovations, patios, cabinetry, bathroom remodels, flooring, painting, roofing, and more. Call 903-306-7495 or visit VictorHomeRemodelingTX.com. Quality craftsmanship at a fair price. Trust Victor to turn your home into a dream home.
High-tech, low-tech, big or small, high-tech signs can do them all. Hi, Russell Sparks here, owner of High-Tech Signs, and I'm here to connect your customers to you. Need an electronic message center? We can handle that. Your signs looking dim or need service? We can repair that. Need some vinyl letterings or a banner? We can do that too. So remember, high-tech, low-tech, big or small, high-tech signs can do them all.
High-tech signs, connecting your customers to you. 903-838-8999 or visit hightechsignstxk.com.
Know what I'd like? A place to go where I can meet people and have a lot of fun while watching the game.
Something like a sports bar?
Exactly.
Well, then Fat Jack's Oyster and Sports Bar is the place. Shoot a game of pool, throw some darts, eat some great food, enjoy cold drinks.
That's my kind of place.
Fat Jack's. Check Facebook for daily lunch specials, live music every weekend, with trivia on Sundays and karaoke on Wednesdays. Fat Jack's Oyster and Sports Bar, 3324 North State Line, Texarkana. Fat Jack's, a Texarkana tradition since 1985.
keeping you updated on happenings in the Twin Cities.
This is 107.9 The Fan's Community Calendar.
Domestic Violence Prevention Incorporated provides emergency shelter and support to victims of domestic violence and sexual assault. The organization operates to provide alternatives to the abusive situation in which clients and children are involved. 24-hour crisis line, 903-793-4357. Texarkana, call 903-794-4000.
Leaving the Yard on 107.9 The Fan and ESPN 105.9 is presented by Liberty ILO ISD and our studio sponsor, Eagle Distributing.
All right, welcome back. We got 10 minutes till top of the hour. This is a long and winding show. We got lots going on today. We were talking NIL and Caitlin Clark and the potential of money that she's getting and will get if she goes to the big three thing. I'll wind it back around to Arkansas because there's a piece of John Daly's been part of this week, and he kind of lays the Razorbacks to waste about the difficulty of winning because of NIL.
Absolutely.
And if you didn't hear it or read it, Daly, in effect, says, and it was really a reflection of last season, Hog fans, it's really hard to have continuity on a team when you've got linemen who have a deal for free barbecue blocking for a quarterback making seven figures.
It's truthful.
There it is.
It's truthful.
It's and we said this, we talked about this years ago about, are you really going to think, it's one thing in the pros. Mm-hmm. Everybody's getting paid. Mm-hmm. You know your value because you're a man, you're up against real men. Yeah. Those guys have been in the league 10, 12, 15 years. You get to this status with Pro Bowls and Super Bowls and all that. You know your earnings will move with that. And so you're an offensive lineman, Zach Martin.
Mm-hmm.
You're making your money.
Mm-hmm.
You're not getting free barbecue or donuts. You're getting real money, and you're blocking for a guy in Dak who's making $50 million. And you're okay with that because a quarterback's value is going to be more That's than right. yours, but you're getting yours.
That's right.
Well, in college, the NIL deals haven't been that way.
There are some who are getting Texas, but
the majority of the schools look at, we're doing our NIL, and KJ Jefferson gets $6 million. Mm-hmm. Offensive lineman, come all you can eat. Wrights will pay. We'll allow you to come on in all you want up in Fayetteville. Eat all you want. It ain't the same world.
I mean, you gotta understand it. It's part of the deal now, and if you think you're gonna get a top tier offensive lineman's gonna come and take barbecue over being able to buy the barbecue restaurant, it ain't gonna happen.
Nope.
And we're seeing two or three in the last several months decommit from Arkansas. You know that we did have that right. we had, but. I mean, it's a tough game right now. If you don't want to spend the money,
yep.
or if you don't have the money, or if you don't, you know, I mean,
Daly's right.
Yeah,
and it's why schools like Arkansas are making such an important push to try to get their NIL program beefed up better. No pun intended. Yeah. They don't want more barbecue.
Yeah,
they want more sauce. That's what they're trying to get. So, anyway. The NCAA, president of the NCAA, came out today with a conversation that's bled out of the NBA, which is a real concern about the influence in Vegas on what's going on with the games. And what he's asking for is, I don't want to see any prop bets for college athletics.
Hmm.
Now, if you weren't following a couple of days ago, ESPN broke a story about Jonte Porter. In Toronto, who is a reserve player, and who twice this season, the unders on him were the biggest winners in sports, FanDuel Sportsbook. on games he took himself out of early in the games. I got a little eye injury or I got a recurring, I don't feel good today. And the unders on his attempts or his three-point shots or his rebounds all were winners if you betted the under. Bet the under. Mm-hmm. Well, Charlie Davis, who's the NCAA president, is saying, that is a scary, dangerous thing if we start throwing. You want to put up the score.
Especially in college.
Yes. Especially as we're talking about guys who aren't getting paid.
That's right.
And now somebody comes to him and says, tell you what, the over-under on you is 2.5 assists tonight.
You wonder.
Get two.
You know, you've seen the stories over the years, but you wonder for the 10 stories that you've seen, you just wonder how many times it's happened and how many people have made money off of it and how many, you know, games have been thrown from your team or won because the other team, you know.
Even if they're not the game.
Yeah.
Even if it's prop bets make it such a dangerous thing now where every player sitting out there could be involved in points, rebounds, assists, whatever, three-point attempts. If everybody's trying to get to the under, you're going to have some ugly games. But Baker may be right. If you want to bet on the score of games or the result of games or the point spread on games, that's fine. That's a collective, and it takes everybody being – but if you're starting to vote individual prop bets on players, you are opening up those players to – be tempted to throw their number. Don't have to throw the game.
Right.
But they're tempted to throw their number.
Yeah. I mean, if it's rebounds, this guy can go all out and score 40 points and give 28 assists and whatever and never go inside the three-point line.
Nope.
And win somebody a bunch of money and get paid a bunch of money.
You maybe can't control the over, but you can control the under. Mm-hmm. And that's – when sportsbooks started looking at where their big winners were those 2 days. The biggest winners were his unders on specific things where he'd taken himself out. So the league's looking real hard at him, and now the NCAA is saying, we really need to ban this.
Yeah.
Good luck getting anybody to ban it once the Pandora's box is open, but it's a legit concern.
And two, you got to look at how much all of these sports have capitalized their popularity and because of it everything else with FanDuel's and the you know, being able to legally bet on things. I mean, people are watching UConn girls high school football, you know, and
I didn't know that was a thing.
You know, it's like my dad when I got him this DirecTV one time. I'd walk in on a Friday night and he's watching a high school girls basketball game in Connecticut or something. He just loves sports so much.
Right.
But that's what this gambling has done. Is everybody, you know, everything's interesting.
Yep.
Whether it's the first game on a Thursday afternoon or the last game on a Sunday night.
That's why all those games are on. That's why. Who cares? That's why they're all on. All right.
Are we done?
NFL making adjustments to the kickoff.
What? Tell me what it is. I hadn't seen it.
Kicker's going to be back at the 35 where he was. The other 10 guys are going to be up at the other team's 40. They can't move until the return guy catches the ball or the ball hits the ground between the 20-yard line and the goal line.
This is done.
This is done. This is this year. NFL's going to look complete. You want an onside kick, you got to tell the referees and you go back to your normal spot. So everybody knows you're onside kicking.
Yeah.
It's not a surprise. You can't do it first play of the game. You got to say, I want an onside kick return.
Would have changed one of the Super Bowls, maybe.
It would have. No question.
Saints and the Colts.
Yeah. No question. But
the other team's 40.
Yep. So they're 10 yards apart, I think it is.
Okay. So they're at the 30.
Yep. And nobody can move. Till the return guy catches the ball, then you can move.
So obviously you can't kick it to the 40 and recover.
No, you can't do that. Yeah. No more. And if you kick it into the end zone, comes out to the 30 instead of the 25.
Oh.
Yep. They want more returns.
You got a window.
But less collisions.
Jeez.
So your guy who's big leg kicking out of the back of the end zone, he's going to cost you another 5 yards. You want to place the ball somewhere between the 20 and the goal line.
Need someone like me just to.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Just pitching wedge it right in there.
Yeah.
We're out of time. That flew by.
It flew by. We were all over the place.
Last parting shots?
Go Tigers and Razorbacks baseball.
All right. Don't forget, we got that on tomorrow. You guys take it easy. We'll do it again tomorrow right here. 5 o'clock, leaving the yard.
If you missed any of today's show, hear it again tomorrow morning at 7 on 107.9 The Fan. Or on demand anytime at thefan1079.com. KCMC and KTFS Texarkana.